How'd you have him do that? Did you write to Pierce down there?
No, we cut the Meister tapes down in Modesto, and another fellow took care of the business end of it,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one that got the record on the particular label.
Oh, I see. You mean you just kind of did a tape for him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they took it on a percentage deal.
Who were the guys in that band there with you, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very stage. Well. Luther Riley played the banjo.
Luther Riley?
And the dobro. He doubled on the dobro. And Clyde Williamson, he played the guitar and wrote one of the songs. Luther wrote one of the songs. And we whipped up a couple of them. And fact is, the whole thing, we worked it all up one evening and cut it the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Went pretty good. How about that? Is that one of the ones that you wrote, that thing about
Thinking of Home?
Bluegrass music or Thinking of
No,
Home?
No, that's something Luther whipped up in about a half hour. By 2 o'clock in the morning,
oh,
we decided we had to have another song, so Luther found a paper sack there and he wrote the words out there, and we decided we'd go ahead and do it. But we're not too fond of that particular song.
No.
Believe me.
Well, what's the trouble?
You know, it must be the something we just never was.
Like, well, that other one, Luther, down at Carroll County Breakdown, I like that.
Yeah, that's real good.
Why did you call yourself the Carroll County Country Boy?
We didn't.
You didn't?
That's what the Blackjack, he started calling us that, you know.
Oh.
We never did like the name, but
he just
no matter,
had to have
you, name. Yeah, you couldn't. He just had to always lay it on thick, you know.
The Carroll County Country Boy.
The longer and the bigger it sounded, I guess, that's what he wanted.
And both of you are working in Stockton now?
Oh, yeah.
On different sounds?
Hmm. Yeah, we both live there in Stockton.
Did you ever get together with Luther and those fellows?
Well, Luther moved back to Idaho, or Ohio, rather.
Yeah, he went back to Ohio now.
Hmm.
I haven't heard from him in a long time. Guess he's settled down and going to stay there.
Hmm.
He's originally from Hazard, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Clyde, he's from Daisy, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, all from back in the country.
Yeah.
Now, are your folks still living?
Yes, they still live in Arkansas.
Oh, they do?
They still live there.
Have you ever gone back to see?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I went back on a visit.
Mm-hmm.
They're just doing just fine. They don't seem to ever age any. They just
stay
in the hills. That's where they're going to stay, too. You can bet on that.
Do they
I try to get them to come out of here. No, they got no business out of here, they said. Mm-hmm. They're just fine where they are.
Do they ever play music anymore? Or?
No, not anymore. I don't know. I got couple sisters back there, they started to play quite a bit.
Oh, yeah?
They all play guitars, you know.
Hmm.
I don't know, I think though they're younger, and I think they more or less like this rock and roll
type kind of
music, which I never did care too much about.
Hmm.
Oh, this is Fats Domino.
Well, there's some of it that'll get to you, I'll tell you. Like Jerry Lee Lewis, when he was doing that old Black Jody and playing that piano, did you ever hear him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, he's good. The guy is really good on that.
Do you have any brothers and sisters that play radio?
I have a brother who plays, but that's all, just one brother.
Hmm. Is he out of Stockton?
Yeah, no, he lives in Tracy, California.
Tracy, huh.
He plays guitar and sings.
Huh.
But he's,
you don't get
he's one of the types that, he's too bashful.
Oh, we're gonna have to get his whole family together, I think, one day.
Yeah, well, I stand for it. I know every brother and sister I've got, except maybe one, plays a guitar and sings pretty good.
Hmm.
But of course, they don't. They just do it around the house.
Yeah. Vern, did you learn most of your songs from records, you know, from people that you hear sing, or did you get them from all over again?
Oh, well, most of the songs we do, yeah, is songs that have come out in the last few years that we just, we like, and we do them. There's a lot of them we like that we never learned.
Yeah.
We still try to do them sometimes. And a lot of the songs are some of the old songs that we've tried to get the words to and work up, you know.
Yeah.
Seems to me like the older the song is, the better it is.
Well, sometimes, yeah, that's true.
Some of the real old songs really good.
You don't ever sing your own things at when I hear you in person. Do you feel that somebody's gonna, you know, probably swipe it before you get a copyright on it? Or
oh no,
because you said that you've, you know, done up quite a few.
You mean the ones we've recorded on, or some of the others? Well, the,
well, some of the others too.
Well, that's one reason, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think what you
we'd
should
like
do.
To, we'd like to get them copyrighted.
That's
and
what you should
we
do.
We plan to
yeah.
record them
and,
someday.
Because, you know, I'm sure you get some nice things that, you know, people don't want to hear. Did you ever sing in church much, Ray? Or
no, no, never. To be honest with you, I never did sing in church.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see, no, I couldn't say that, never did. I say, mm-hmm. Yes, I have, back home a couple of times. A couple of times that I went to church.
Did they, what was that, the Baptist church?
Pentecostal.
Pentecostal. Yeah. Did they have usually a whole group?
Oh, yeah, everybody sang.
Everybody.
Back home when the church sang, everybody sang. It wasn't one of these deals where you got up on the stage and sang.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually somebody get up with a tune fork.
Mm.
remember
the
line,
preacher.
Remember? Yeah.
One and couldn't
come down
sing at all.
Me, and then everybody'd take off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've done a lot. I sang a lot at church and played too, but we used to get up on the stage, just a couple of us, and
mm-hmm.
run off a couple.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every now and then, you know. And then, you know, like Ray said, a lot of it, everywhere, everybody just got a book and they turned to page 8 or 9 and they all sang "Near My God to Thee" or something.
Mm-hmm.
Really make that thing roar. They
mm-hmm.
get about 75 people in a little bitty church house,
mm-hmm.
and they all really get with it.
Did a lot of you also bring your instruments to church when you play?
Oh yes,
yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the kind of instruments we mm-hmm. usually use. They had a piano there, but there was nobody around to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a city preacher'd come out that could play it a little bit.
Right.
But usually it's just a guitar and mandolin.
Right.
Fiddle, I don't know. They never did use them much at church.
Mm. Is that the Pentecostal church?
Yeah, the Pentecostal church.
I guess the others don't have too much music in it.
Well, I don't know anything actually about any of the other churches. Never went
mm-hmm.
to any of
mm-hmm.
them. This is the only one.
Mm-hmm. Are you still going out here?
No.
I
do go to church now mm-hmm. and then, but...
Are the Pentecostal church out here quite a bit different from back home?
No.
It's
identical.
Same
people. In fact, 99% of them is imported from Arkansas.
CIA, California imported Arkansas.
Yeah, they are, that's a fact.
I
know, there's a friend of ours lives up in Stockton. He's a Pentecostal preacher. He's from Oklahoma, isn't he?
Yeah, he plays a five-string band.
He plays a five-string.
Oh, yeah.
He sings a lot of these bluegrass tunes. He loves them.
Mm-hmm. Does he play and sing in church, too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
And preaches also. He married my cousin.
Is that right?
Real nice guy. Yeah.
Hmm. That's very interesting, huh? But do you think the youngsters are still, you know, keeping it up, or do you think that once the people, you know, kind of become real Californians, that they'll kind of drop that kind of singing, you know, in church and all? So,
do you
think the youngsters will keep it up?
Definitely.
The kids.
Oh, I think they will. Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
But they're brought up and they go to that church and they'll carry it on. I'm sure they will.
Have you ever heard any kind of your unusual songs, anything like that around?
In the hills?
Well, kind of, you know, or in Stockton lately, or, you know, that kind of really struck you as being kind of strange or interesting?
No.
I can't say that I have
The only unusual song I heard was over at this New Year's deal we played over here at the college. It was called Don't Sock Your Mom, or Don't Sock Your Ma. Charlie Marshall sang it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Don't Sock Your Ma.
I can't remember how it went, but it says, let's see.
Don't bounce the lamp off her beat.
Yeah. That's the way it went.
Yeah, something like that.
I thought that was pretty unusual.
I tell you, I imagine that he knows more songs than any other one person in California.
I'd say in the whole United States.
I wouldn't doubt that. He's really good.
Hmm. Oh, he's that fellow from Sacramento.
The old guy, yeah. He's
Mm-hmm. Charlie get along. He's about 78.
He's about 78 years old. Something like that. I don't know exactly.
He still plays better than most of the young ones.
Yeah. Him and his mother still sang quite a bit together, too.
Is that right? His mother?
His mother.
She's on television.
Oh, yeah. They get them together on TV, and they have a program they call We Come For To Sing.
Oh, yeah?
And they, yes, sir. Hmm. Lovely. She can tell you some hairy tales about the old West, that woman.
I'll bet.
I mean, she probably came to California about the gold rush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Probably back
Where are they on? On a Sacramento channel?
Yes, I don't know what channel it is. Do you?
Yeah, channel 3, I think.
I think it is.
He narrates a lot of the shows and stuff. You know, they have spectacular specials on I see him do one on this new Donner Summit Highway. And he did he did the talking for this particular show. And he's been around a long time, Charlie. He's been on a radio station, but he's on every morning 5 to 5:30, I think, or 5 to 6, something like that. He plays a record, plays a guitar. He's been doing that ever since I've been in the state of California. Mm-hmm. I guess he's been on there. Well, I know he must have been on at least 25 years.
Yeah, that's what I
think. At least.
Did you ever hear of a group called the Armstrong Twins back in Arkansas? Did you ever hear that name? They did a number for... right after the war, about 3 miles south of Cache in Arkansas. Isn't such a place?
3 miles south of what? Cache?
Cache, yeah.
No, I don't hear it, no.
No, I don't think I've heard of them guys.
Yeah, they play mandolin guitar too. I was curious. Because I think they came from Arkansas.
I was about a year and a half ago when I was back in Arkansas. I heard a lot of, I heard a couple of bluegrass bands there. That was playing on a local radio station. I never went down. I thought about going down and looking them up, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Hmm.
I think the one of them, they call them the Petty Jane Mountain Boys. They come off that Petty Jane Mountain there, Russellville. And I forgot the other one.
Hmm.
It was pretty good. Live shows, you know.
Yeah, that's...
Like back when radio first started, you know.
That's true. You just hardly have that out here anymore.
No.
And when I drive through the south, I still hear a lot of, especially on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, that's when they were on a Sunday morning.
Oh, was that? Did they play mostly gospel music or? Did
oh no, they just it's just a variety, you know.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of unusual things back in those states. And one particular thing, you talk about unusual songs. The most unusual thing I've heard is I heard a disc jockey back in New Mexico, and he's an Indian disc jockey, and he uses the Cherokee language. When he talks, and he'll go along, and I don't know where he get. Of course, I can't talk it, but it sounds like he's grunting. You know, and he'll go boom, 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 and then he'll hear a drum go boom, 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 or something, and he'll say a few words, and then he'll say, "Johnny Cash," or "Buck Owens," and he plays country and western music. Yeah, do you ever hear him?
I've heard of him. Yeah. Driving through, what's that town?
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yeah, up in...
He uses the Cherokee language.
And he plays a lot of bluegrass.
Yeah.
The Indians love bluegrass. They seem to love the five-string banjo.
Is that right?
I understand it. What's this guy that plays Tonto in Lone Ranger?
Jay Silverheel. They say he is really nuts for a five-string banjo. Red Foley said it was up in New York. And he ran to him. And he asked Red, when are you going to have some of that good banjo picking on your show again? And when Red had this Ozark Jubilee on TV.
Was that out here?
No, it originated back in Springfield, Missouri.
Oh.
But it was a coast-to-coast show.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, it's been 5 or 6 years ago, I think, since that was on. He says, old Tonto, he loves that five string.
Cute Masabi.
Yeah.